This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, my colleague and co-pilot of Hotel Mars. And we're very pleased to have Andy Rivkin of the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, the DART mission from NASA, now underway. DART is headed to rendezvous with Didymos, the asteroid, the binary asteroid, in the September of 2022. Andy's the lead investigator. However, he also studies asteroids as a day job and a night job all the time. He has the joy of asteroids. Asteroids with water ice, asteroids maybe with liquid ice, asteroids in all flavors. However, the larger story is, why do we want to ram the little buddy of a binary asteroid? What do we want to learn about this redirection? Is that real or is that Hollywood? Andy, my understanding is that this is about near-Earth objects and planetary defense. It sounds like a science fiction movie. But if I read the statistics on the site and translate from meters to English feet, there are lots of asteroids out there that are smaller than 140 meters, that is 140 feet, 140 meters. And we've only tracked about 40% of them. Where are the others, Andy? And what are we going to do about them? Because that would be a very bad day in Paris.
Yeah. So the Earth is hit by material all the time. Anytime you go out in your backyard and you see a shooting star, that's really a little bit of an asteroid or a comet that's hitting the Earth. It's only about the size of a sand grain. Those happen all the time. Things the size of, 5 or 6 miles across, that's the size that wiped out the dinosaurs when that impacted. We know where all of those are. You know, on average, those only hit every 100 million years or so. So we're good. As you get smaller from that, 5 or 6 mile range, you start to get to, we know where fewer and fewer of them are. So like you said, at about 140 meters, so 500 and something feet, 500, 600 feet, we only know where half or fewer are. And that's a size where if one were to hit, it would not be a good day. But DART, which is part of a kind of a national and an international strategy. So DART is the what would we do if we found something incoming piece. But there are people that are very active in trying to find the other 50 to 60% of objects. NASA is supporting telescopes in the northern and the southern hemisphere, and is hoping to fly a space telescope in coming years that also would look for these other objects that we have not yet found. On average, we think that something that size is only going to hit the Earth every 20 to 25,000 years. So playing the averages, we've got the time. But of course, as anyone who's been to, Las Vegas or Atlantic City or whatever knows, sometimes your number comes up and you don't expect it. So it's nothing that it's a job we need to do. We need to find these objects. Asteroid impacts are the only natural disaster that we can prevent. And the more time we have, the more warning time we get, the more options we have for preventing them.
David,
what kind of lead time would be typically required if you found an object and you were going to try to interdict its path? And does it have to be at least a certain distance from Earth? Or what if you find it real late and it's actually close to Earth? Is there enough time to do something like this?
The exact choice or the exact thing we would do would probably depend on the amount of warning time. I'm sure no matter what the warning time was, we'd probably try something. Something like DART is best suited for things that are, hundreds of feet to, maybe 100 feet to maybe a few hundred feet across. And ideally, we'd have a decade or two or, 30 years. One of the things about a kinetic impactor like DART is that you needn't stop at one. We only want to give it a little shove at any one time. But that doesn't mean that we can't come back a month later and give it another little shove and then a month later with another one. So you can move larger objects if you have a string of these. The nuclear device is the largest, most powerful thing we have. It's the hammer in the toolbox. Sometimes you need a hammer. Sometimes you have a nail. But we do, you know, as a community and through things like DART, want to provide other tools. So if you decide you need a Phillips head screwdriver instead, you don't have to pull out the hammer.
Andy, what is a gravity tractor? And can we try that in the next experiment?
A gravity tractor is a really neat idea. The gravity tractor is related to the fact that any two masses attract one another. So if you put a massive spacecraft close enough to an asteroid that you're worried about, the gravity of the spacecraft itself will tug on the asteroid and move it into an orbit of your choosing. The trick with the gravity tractor is that it has to be a very massive spacecraft. It needs to operate for a very long time, very close to the asteroid you're worried about. But on the other hand, it has a lot of benefits. You don't need to contact the asteroid. You don't particularly care what it's made of. So people talked about trying doing an experiment, a gravity tractor experiment with the human exploration of asteroids that people were considering last decade. I don't have a current plan, but I think people would be interested in trying it.
Yes, and I give you an unlimited budget. Can you do one with an unlimited budget? You're doing DART. It's wonderful. So a gravity tractor seems, especially for large objects where you have 30 or 50 year warning. You know, you understand. You've speculated all this, Andy. You're the asteroid man.
Well, yeah, but an unlimited budget, you could do a lot. I mean, with a truly unlimited budget, you'd get yourself a time machine and,
Okay, you topped me there.
But yeah, there's a lot we can do and a lot of, if there were a way that we could say we could, prevent earthquakes or prevent tornadoes, surely we'd do it. And, this is a less frequent problem than tornadoes or earthquakes or hurricanes. But on the other hand, the resources needed to really make a difference are also much, much smaller.
And if you have 40 years lead time, you can do a lot of things you can't do in a shorter period of time. Will we get 40 years if that day comes when we think like something like Apophis is going to hit the keyhole? Will it give us those decades, Andy?
That's part of the reason why people want to do these surveys and do them sooner, to make sure that we have as much warning time as we can. There was an impact over the city of Chelyabinsk,
yes,
in Russia, something that's pushing 10 years ago. And that asteroid was much smaller. It didn't, it broke windows around the city, but we were lucky. It wasn't terribly big. And it came from the direction of the sun. And that's, we have great telescopes and great observatories that are searching for asteroids already, but of course they can only look at night. So that's one of the benefits of putting up a space telescope to do this, is you can look closer to the sun. You can look in directions that are not going to be attainable from regular telescopes on the ground.
We thank Andy Rivkin, the lead investigator of the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, DART mission. David and I will be with you in the fall of 2022 to hear the wonderful results, Andy. We thank you. This is Hotel Mars. David Livingston, I'm Dr. Space. He is The Space Show. Episode N. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.